It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. One more big overhaul effort lands on the floor of the House today. This one is aimed at revamping the country's financial system. Debate is expected to begin on rules to regulate everything from complex derivatives to home mortgages. The bill is generally supported by consumer groups. One thing they don't like is an exemption won by auto dealers. NPR's John Itzty explains.
Auto lending is a huge business. In the world of consumer finance, it's surpassed only by home mortgages. Under the original bill, it would have been regulated by the new Consumer Financial Protection Agency. But the auto dealers want an exemption in committee in an amendment proposed by California Republican John Campbell, a former auto dealer himself. Campbell argued that in most cases, dealers are just helping consumers arrange financing with banks. They're just passive intermediaries, he says.
Somebody simply in the middle saying, all right, here's these people who will loan you customer money, but they're not actually loaning the money.
But consumer advocates argue that dealers' role in financing vehicles is about as passive as a truck ad.
Grand heavy duties, $17,995. Zero down deliveries. We'll pay off your trade. Financing for everyone. More truck for the buck. Call 877.
Auto dealers are very active players.
Rosemary Shahan is a longtime auto industry critic and consumer advocate.
They have a huge influence over the kind of loan that most people get when they buy a car.
In about 80% of auto sales, car dealers are not lending their own money. They're arranging loans for their customers with banks or finance companies. But the transaction is a huge profit center for dealers. And there are lots of ways for dealers to make money in the process, says Shahan.
Fill out a credit application, and the dealer submits it to a lender. And what they're not telling you is they get a kickback in exchange for raising the interest rate on your loan.
The dealers call it a commission, not a kickback, and many states have limits on the amount a dealer can raise the interest rate. But Shahan says dealers also are incentivized to pack the loan with items of questionable value, like fabric protection and undercarriage coating. Michael Harrington, chief lobbyist for the National Automobile Dealers Association, says there's no need for the proposed Consumer Financial Protection Agency to oversee auto financing because it's already regulated by the states, the Federal Reserve, and the Federal Trade Commission.
Less than 1% of the complaints to the FTC were auto-related. So it's really a solution in search of a problem.
But David Vladek, director of consumer protection for the FTC, disagrees.
Most people who have bought a car that they're having a problem with complain to either their state attorney general or their county or city consumer protection authority. So the fact that we see only a small fraction of the complaints doesn't mean that this is an area that shouldn't be regulated also by the federal government.
Raj Date, a former banking and Wall Street professional who specialized in auto financing, says exempting auto dealers from oversight by the proposed consumer agency is bad policy.
It's an astonishingly bad idea, frankly.
Date now runs a think tank focused on financial services policy. He recently published a report outlining the lack of transparency in auto financing.
What the exemption would do is it would protect auto dealers on the back of middle-income borrowers. It is a curiously regressive way of providing a bit of corporate welfare to a favored political interest.
That political interest is very powerful. Auto dealers spent almost $10 million on lobbying over the past 3 years and gave $3.5 million to current members of the House during the last campaign. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.